Paul Eder is lead consultant at the Center for Organizational Excellence in writing on the topic, how do you measure the effectiveness of government in GovExec? I guess the headline is the big question that everybody's asking in light of what it is that citizens expect government to put out. Paul, what was your thesis when you sat down to start to write this piece? Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it, Francis. I'd say the question started out more of a back and forth between me and a couple colleagues, and we started to realize that citizens really have a variety of different ways of measuring the government, and they're all pretty much idiosyncratic. Everyone has their own way of thinking about what's effective and what's not, and so the process of going about trying to pin that down into a small framework for how citizens measure government ends up being a little more difficult than I expected.
So you've got five characteristics here that we'll talk about in just a moment, because you've got a clever way for us to remember them. But you're right in this piece, I propose that each of these characteristics serves as a meta tag that our collective minds use to sift through the variety of information about government that we confront. What do you mean by that exactly?
Oh, well, you know, the buzzword this day and age is big data, and big data has to do with being able to tag pieces of information with different characteristics and categories. And so our minds kind of act as our personal computers in this way. So as we come across different information in the world, we can say, well, that has to do with this aspect of government, that has to do with another aspect of government, whether that's strength or transparency, as we'll talk about. In some ways, we don't even know this is happening, but we kind of our minds go through these processes so that we can eventually make judgments about political processes and political programs.
All right, so let's talk about each of these characteristics. You write that they are noted by the acronym STEPS. The first one is strength. What's the typical citizen expectation about strength in your view?
Your question is a little bit loaded there, because there is no typical citizen expectation on strength. As I noted earlier, one of the caveats is that every citizen has their own interpretation of what it means for a country to be strong, and not only what it means to be strong, but how important it is to that individual person. So strength could be measured by the number of military bases around the world, but it could also be measured by our ranking on different educational exams compared to other countries. And it really depends on the individual as to what measure of strength is important to them.
All right. The T in STEPS is for transparency. Is that also open to interpretation, or do people have a fairly uniform concept of what transparency is?
Well, let me give you a little anecdote to answer that question. So let's say, for example, there's a Freedom of Information Act request, and a particular federal agency answers 100% of their Freedom of Information Act requests within 2 days. Fantastic record. But then 90% of the information is redacted. So is that really a fantastic record? Well, it depends on how you as a citizen are interpreting the importance of the information that was requested. Do you care that it's answered quickly, or do you care that you get the information you're looking for?
The E in STEPS is economics, and I note that this is economics and not economy.
Absolutely. And so this really stands for a number of different economic principles, ranging from the deficit to the overall national debt, and how the individual views the importance of those items. And it's interesting to note that some individuals may think that running a deficit is a great thing and a good way, a good Keynesian way to stimulate an economy. Others may fear any kind of may have a comparison to how that relates to an individual family and how you don't want to spend more than what's in your checking account. So for every individual, even that measure of economics can be something different.
The P in the STEPS, the five distinct characteristics that individuals use to evaluate the government, is public goods. And you write, people consider a variety of categories, from transportation to environmental initiatives to insurance policies available through the Affordable Care Act. This is another one that's pretty widely open to interpretation, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it could be a matter of, do you believe that the Affordable Care Act should even exist, first of all? But if it does exist and it does have the exchanges, how good are those exchanges? What is the quality of the insurance available in those exchanges? So depending on the individual, you know, whether those exchanges exist in and of themselves could be the issue.
And the final item is social goods. And you write about social goods. The importance is based on a persistent sense of morality. What do you mean by that, Paul?
Well, you know, whereas public goods could be something like roadways, where your perception of those could change from hour to hour, depending on whether it's rush hour traffic or not, a social good is something that's more persistent, such as whether the judicial system should enact penalties equally and fairly across different types of perpetrators of similar crimes, things like that, things that are more longstanding and less likely to change just by how long you spend in traffic in the morning.
Paul Eder is lead consultant at the Center for Organizational Excellence in Writing in GovExec under the title, How Do You Measure the Effectiveness of Government? Now, the task for people in my listening audience, Paul, is to interpret all of this information and understand it, each of these concepts outlined in your STEPS principles. But you get right at the heart of what I think the problem would be to do that in this piece. You write, it's probably not comforting to those executing the business of government that the actual measures of success will vary from person to person. So that's, I guess, where we get into the concept of constituencies, some that support you and some that don't support you, even if you're the civil servant who's trying to execute the policy of whoever happens to be elected to office at a given time.
Absolutely. I think in this instance, you have to look at the constituency of the self and use this framework as a way for you to even help understand how you have interpreted the world. So each individual can take a look at these categories and see, you know, what kind of importance, what kind of measures they associate with these steps.
What do you see people doing who are effectively navigating this situation, and where do you see the potential challenges, Paul?
Well, I've been a federal government consultant for the past 8.5 years, and I think the key from a more rigorous program evaluation standpoint is ensuring that the program is achieving an ultimate return on expectation, return on investment per the original mission that the program was set up for. Now, you know, that's looking at it from a strict consulting perspective. And the challenge here is that the everyday Americans aren't consultants who have been dealing with federal government agencies for the past 8.5 years. And, you know, I'll say, as someone been involved in that, I still learn things every day that are new and different about what the government does.
You mentioned return on investment and return on expectation. Are those necessarily tied to each other, or are there cases where you can deem a program successful because its return on expectation is high, but its return on investment might not be?
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head there, and that's a great question and a big nuance, especially when it comes to federal programs. A lot of times, when you're looking at the government, you're not really looking at it to return the investment in terms of monetary dollars, but in terms of the strength, transparency, economics, public goods, and social goods that the program is designed to produce.
What is the concept or concepts that usually turn the light bulb on when you go over these five characteristics that you've acronymed STEPS?
Well, you know, this is, again, something that individuals can use and more so to help you understand how you interpret not just government but political situations. You know, why do I identify with a particular candidate? Well, because they're explaining the world of strength in a way that I particularly identify with, or they have particular measures of public goods by which they are running on that really appeals to me. So where I think this is really applicable is how individuals judge which candidates are appealing to them.
Paul, it's a really interesting concept, and I thank you very much for talking about it with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Francis.